Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the ride. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We are back live. So appreciative of all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, all of you guys that's coming in on the network on tonight. Man, it is a beautiful, another Sunday, beautiful evening right here on We Talk Radio Network. Trying to make sure my mics are coming in, you know, this digital sound. Listen, today is National Chocolate Chip Day. And I have my little chocolate chip sitting across from me doing all that smiling. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, well, we're back. We're back live tonight. Man, we took a hiatus on last Sunday night, but we're back live with you guys tonight.
Right.
So appreciative to all of you guys that's coming in on the network, on the phone lines, all around the globe. Man, we're back. Just coming off the Mandy the Mentor Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the E-Man Studios tonight. Man, the last we heard from you guys, the last we talked to you guys, man, we was having fun. We did comedy night.
We did.
Yeah, we laughed out loud.
Yes, we did.
Why? Because we just wanted to give you guys somewhat of a stress buster because we're dealing with mental health all month.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mental Health Awareness Month all month long, and we're dealing with it on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
So last that we talked with you guys, we was laughing out loud. We had a bunch of different comedians come on, and they did they skit, and man, we laughed out loud. Tick tock, tick tock.
peppermint.
Yeah, so we want to appreciate you guys that's coming in tonight. Come on around the radio. Come on around the network. It is We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we've been thriving over here for 12 years. We want to give a shout out to the owner and founder, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis. A lot of you people know her as Kia D. Mm-hmm. She is the founder of We Talk Radio Network.
And the D stands for she doing the doggone thing.
Yes, she is.
Yes. Yes, y'all. We want to appreciate her and all that she does. That she's doing because we know Kathy Hughes is going off the scene and Kia is on the scene and man, she give us a platform to come sit down here and have our opinion.
That's right.
You know, and we want to enlighten you guys all around the network. Listen, we're all around the globe and we have a YouTube channel, guys, that we want you guys to follow us on our YouTube channel. You can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like. You can share, you can make a comment, but man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe?
So guys, you would just hit that subscribe button and also hit the notification bell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the subscribe button and also you have the notification bell that will keep you updated on everything that's going on We Talk Radio Network. And also you receive a notification when new content has been uploaded.
Yes, and you guys can do that. Listen, we're on all social media.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com.
Yes.
Man, they told we're on about 50 platforms.
50 platforms.
We're all around the globe, man.
That's right.
Yeah, we are all around the globe, and we're on about 50 platforms. Man, can you give us some of them sites that we're on over there?
Sure. So this is just a few. We're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Claire FM, Listen Notes, Podcast, and Deezer.
Man, we're on so many platforms, but we want to appreciate all of you guys that listen to this show. Listen, you can find We Talk Radio on about 50 platforms. We're heard all around the globe, and we want to thank you guys for making us your number one listening station.
Yes,
it's We Talk Radio Network. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network. Why? Because all month long we're talking about mental health.
Yes, we are.
And we got a good doctor in the building tonight.
We do.
We have a good doctor that's going to be joining us tonight. And man, we so appreciative, because why? You know, we got so much going on in the world today, man.
There is a lot going on, amen.
Yes, a lot going on. And also, we want to give you some encouragement for the soul tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, 9:35?
Mm-hmm.
We have encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Yeah,
the brother, he's been doing the doggone thing, and he's been putting out encouraging word through audio form, and it's just a great segment. We want to appreciate him that all that he does and all that he is doing. Why? Because, you know, people are having a hard time sleeping at night.
That's right.
And so when you get off the E-Man After Show, we want you to be able to go to bed and get some rest, because you done got a little encouragement for the soul.
Yes.
And Fred Bell is going to give that to us. But tonight, Mandy, you know, we're back in the building. We're back live broadcasting in the E-Man Studios. So shout out to all of you down there in downtown Dallas High Rise.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Yeah, I understand they're listening to the We Talk Radio Network, the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Forney, Texas in the building.
Yeah.
Plano.
Mm-hmm.
Garland.
Yeah.
Fort Porter Worth. Cedar Hill, Duncanville, Mid-Cities, all of you that see, because this is a great market over here.
Yes.
At 9 o'clock at night. I thought people were going to be.
Right, people are listening. Right.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you listening to the E-Man After Show. Those of you that's watching the Mavericks game, those of you that are watching the Wars tonight, whatever you're doing, thank you for stopping to check out the E-Man After Show tonight. Yes, because, like I said, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we really want to talk a little bit about that tonight. Why? Because people are having, you know, some issues going on in their psyche, man.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, seeing a lot that's happening around the world, amen, and how it's impacting others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be something that they're necessarily associated with,
mm-hmm.
but to hear and to see, it's the magnitude, you know, of concern right now. So, you know, we wanted to invite the doctor on tonight so that she can kind of enlighten us and give and educate us on stress, you know, on the psyche,
mm-hmm.
and also to answer any questions that you listeners may have.
Yes, why? Because, man, if you like us, we went on the wire, and if you like us checking out the news, man, we in Dallas-Fort Worth, and boy, seems like every day this week, if I turned on the news, somebody done shot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We got all kind of shootings going on. We got people just shooting people, just shooting them down.
Right.
And so we got so much going on, so we know a lot of people are dealing in their psyche, and then when we look at the Buffalo, New York, the big shooting that happened up there, yesterday, the young man went into the store and he just, you know, even though it was a hate crime, you know, he was targeting black folks.
He was.
And, you know, listen, somebody should have been able to see that this young man had a problem.
Mm.
But it was ignored, and so that's in the news. Then we come right back this evening and check out the wire. We had a shooting in California at a church.
We did.
You know, so it's a lot going on.
It is a lot going on.
Yes, and it's mental.
Mm.
It's mental. But we got the good doctor. We have Dr. Tamara Thomas is going to be joining us on tonight, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
And we so appreciative of her to come on. Why? Because she's qualified to talk to us tonight.
She most certainly is.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Dr. Tamara Thomas, we're going to be talking about when the body speaks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to try to help us, you know, understand when it's mental and when it's demonic, you know, because, you know, she got these credentials. You know, she's a mentor.
She is.
She's a motivated speaker.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Christian counselor.
Yes, she is.
She's a talk show host.
Uh-huh.
She got all of that going on.
Yeah, she does. And she's also the presiding bishop of International Faith Covenant Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
She's a certified anger management professional.
Mm-hmm.
She's a certified anger management trainer.
Right.
She received her education at Brookhaven Community College, North Texas State University, University of Phoenix, Texas Chiropractic College.
Yes.
And she also has a degree in psychology, human service management,
mm-hmm.
an honorary doctorate of ministry, and a doctorate of chiropractic.
Listen, she's qualified.
She is qualified, amen.
And we have her tonight, Dr. Tamara Thomas, live, because we want to, you know, this part where she's a Christian counselor. We know she's a bishop and a Christian counselor. We want to understand, is there a difference between mental health and spiritual warfare?
Right. So she kind of want her to dissect the difference for us. You know, we know that there, we know mental health is real, and we know that principalities and spiritual warfare is real. And both have, we have the science for mental health, and we have the word of God for the biblical aspect of it. So we want her to dissect what, how do you know the difference?
Yes, because a lot of people don't know the difference. Yeah, I mean, they proved that in church today.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, who would think you can get up and go to church and not make it home?
Right. So sad.
Yeah, so these are the times that we're living in. We're living in some strange times because, Mandy, we're living in some good times and some best times and some worst times all at the same time.
Right.
And so with all the calamities going on, with all the shootings going on, with the COVID and the pandemic, you know, people are mentally stressed out.
People are stressed out. People are suffering from insomnia. They're suffering from multiple things. And even mentioning stress, you know, a lot of people are suffering from sicknesses due to stress.
Right.
It's stress related.
And so tonight we're going to try to talk to Dr. Tamara Thomas. She's standing by on the line tonight. We want to have some conversation. We want you guys, you know, really pay attention to what she's going to share, because we need to know when our body is speaking to us.
We do.
You know, we need to be able to understand, you know, how things can stay on our mind, and we can overthink and we can worry, and those triggers and traumas that we tend to ignore.
Right.
And because all the signs are there.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of times we are, you know, a lot of people don't believe that, you know, depression is real.
Right.
Some people don't.
Right.
But depression is a mental disorder.
It is a mental disorder. And some people cannot truly relate to it. And so they don't understand it, you know, because they can't relate. You know, so it's like, how, you know, I just do this, or I, you know, and sometimes people go through depression and they don't realize it.
Right.
That
right.
they're actually depressed themselves or have a form of depression themselves.
Yeah. Anxiety. That's a mental disorder.
It is a mental disorder.
Yes.
Right.
And so we're going to talk to the good doctor tonight. We have her standing by. We see you guys on the phone line. Listen, if you want to get in the conversation tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Yes, at 563-999-3456.
Hit option one. And that'll bring you into the conversation. Mandy, you're looking so chocolate chiply tonight.
Thank you.
You're looking all cutified over there. Boy, I tell you.
Listen,
you make a brother want to do these shows, I tell you.
You know, you just have a cheese. And look, every show you say something sweet. And then today is chocolate chip, National Chocolate Chip Day.
Yeah, and we're talking today is National Chocolate Chip. And anybody who's been following the Mandy, the Mentor Show, and the E-Man After Show, I think 2 years ago I started calling you my little chocolate chip.
You did.
And we had somebody send us some chocolate chips to the station.
Yes.
And I ate all of them.
And you ate every last one of them. Yes, you did, sir.
Yes. Well, tonight, guys, we are hanging out on the We Talk Radio Network. Tonight, we want to appreciate all you guys. Hello down there at the high rise. Want to shout out to my good friend, Mr. T. Smiley.
Hello, Mr. T. Smiley.
I don't know if he's listening, but hello to you, Mr. T. Smiley. I appreciate that, brother. That's a good brother right there.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. And we want to appreciate all the personalities over here on We Talk Radio Net. Shout out to Miss Kimberly Blue and Miss Dion Lack.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to all of you personalities over here on We Talk Radio Network. But listen, man, we got to take a break. And when we come up out of this break, we shall have the good doctor standing by.
The good doctor.
Yeah, we want to. Yeah, we're going to try to get a little edumacated.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a word. You know, I'm going to have to pronounce my words right because the doctor is coming up.
We got
to
behave tonight. Yes. Let's behave tonight.
Yes, but we're going to get a little edumacated.
Yeah, we will be educated tonight by the good doctor.
Yes, we're going to talk to her tonight. And we see you guys standing by on the phone line. We see you guys on the network all around the globe. Listen, you're listening to We Talk Radio Network. This is your number one listening station. I'm E-Man.
I'm Andy.
And we'll be back right after this.
Keep it locked. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound. Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Come on, Bob, with me, man. Hey. Oh, yeah. To all you guys that's standing by on the phone lines tonight, that's on the network, that come to have a conversation with us on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, man, we are dealing with mental health. All month long is Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, it starts, what, May 1st
mm-hmm.
and go all the way up to May 31st.
Right.
And, you know, with that being said, I mean, we deal with it all year long, but, you know, it's more talked about this month. More than any month of the year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking about it, you know. If you listen, if you don't have a therapist or you're not talking to someone to go impact, you know, whatever's in your heart or on your mind, you know, this month is the month to do it.
That's right.
We got a lot of great people that's out there, you know, that's writing books and, you know, talking about mental health. But we have Dr. Tamara Thomas is with us tonight.
Yeah.
And, man, we want to talk to her tonight because we want to understand how our body is speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to understand how to deal with health.
Yes.
And we need to know when it's mental.
We do.
You know, man, do you have any mental disorders? Just thought I'd ask.
Hey, you know, you just never know. We'll know once we speak to the doctor.
You'll find out, huh?
Yes.
Yes. No, I think you're good. You're pretty solid, huh? Yes, we appreciate all you guys around the network tonight that's on the phone lines. Why you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, let's see if we can bring this Dr. Tamara Thomas into the conversation, guys, because we're talking mental health tonight. When the body speaks. Hello, Dr. Tamara, are you there?
Hello, good evening to both of you all and the listening audience.
Well, good evening to you, Dr. Tamara Thomas. Welcome to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you, ma'am, for staying up a little late with us and hanging out with us because this is a late show.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tamara, this is a late show, and, you know, but I found out it's a lot of people don't go to bed late at night, Dr. Tamara. They can't sleep. So they find themselves
right.
Listening to the E-Man After Show. But I appreciate
that's
you, me and appreciate you coming on
right.
and hanging out with us tonight. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Yes, well, we're glad to have you. And ladies and gentlemen on the network, you know, this is a men's show. This is where we men come around the domino table. And we have some great discussions and last year, I think we talked about men and health,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Tamara Thomas gave us a lot of tips, you know, where we men can take vitamins and,
mm-hmm.
and do all that type of stuff to, you know, keep up with, you know, what's going on with us.
Right.
And so we was appreciative of that. So tonight we wanted to bring you on, Dr. Tamara, because we want to talk about mental health tonight. We want to talk about how we can discern what's mental and what's not. And so with that being said, ma'am, let me ask you, let's do it this way. To all our listeners around the network that's on the phone lines that don't never heard of you, Dr. Tamara, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do, ma'am?
All right, I'll be glad to do that. First of all, let me just say again, thank you so much to both of you all for the invitation to be here. It is an honor to be here. This topic is one that is very, very important, especially during the season and time that we're living in. A little bit about myself. I am a chiropractor by trade. I also am a stress and anger management professional since 2007. I facilitate and anger and stress management classes and do corporate coaching for that. I am in the ministry, as you all have said, and also a nonprofit leader. My degrees are in psychology, human services management, Doctor of Chiropractic, and Honorary Doctorate of Ministry. And so some of the reasons why I guess qualify for this topic is because of my undergrad degrees, of course, in psychology, medical school, and then I've been certified in stress and anger management under psychiatrists Dr. Tony Fiore and Dr. Ari Novick, and then ordained in 1996. So I've counseled quite a few over the last how many years and had my fair share of casting out demons as well. So that's what brings me to the point of being able to even have the conversation with you all tonight. And I just wanted to point out that some of the organizations that I serve in, I am the co-chair of health for the Collin County NAACP, assistant vice president of finance for Junior League, president nominee for Plano West Rotary Club, and the COO of Douglas Visions Community. So I do a lot of service in the community, just to be to sum that up.
Yeah, right. Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, she is qualified.
Yes, she is.
Well, Dr. Tamara, we're going to jump right in. We want to appreciate you for all of that. And to those of you listening on the network and on the phone lines, we just want to jump right in because we know we are in some trying times. And if you can turn on the news or wherever you get your news from, you can. People are stressed out. You know, people are overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you know, talk to us a little bit about Dr. Tamara, because, you know, especially for our culture, a lot of us don't, you know, feel like we, how would you say it, feel like we even deal with mental, things are not mental with us. And so can I help us understand, you know, when we are, you know, getting too overwhelmed and stressed out when our body is speaking to us?
Yes, absolutely. That's a whole lot in what you just said. First of all, dealing with why we, and when I say we, I'm talking about mostly African Americans, don't feel that we have mental illness is because of a lot of different things. First of all, the stigma that goes along with mental illness. People think if you have an issue or a problem that you're dealing with, it means you're crazy. You know, that's
right.
The word that we use, crazy. Something is wrong with you and you're not able to deal with life if you have any type of issue. And so therefore, it's a stigma. Also, you know, talking about socioeconomic, you know, background, in the African-American community, a lot of times we don't get the health care that we need, and most especially the mental health care that we need, because, number one, systemic racism in the medical community, but also we don't have the health care and the insurances that we need in order to seek and get that help. And then the other thing is, you know, a lot of times we go to the church before we go to the doctor to seek assistance in different mental health conditions. And there's nothing wrong with going to the church. I'm the first to say that. But sometimes, depending on what the condition is, you need medicine. It's just like in the medical field, I'm a chiropractor, so I'm a holistic doctor. And forgive my background, I'm a holistic doctor. And there, if you break your arm and you need, you know, your arm fall off and you need it sewed back on, you wouldn't go to a chiropractor, you go to a surgeon. You need an alignment in your nervous system because your body is shutting down because your nerves aren't able to give the necessary communication to your organs. Then you come to a chiropractor and get that alignment. You wouldn't go have surgery for that normally. And so it's the same way with mental illness. There is a time when you go, and I guess we'll get into that, to the church. And there's a time when you need medication because something is going on with the body. And so, that's some of the reasons why we as African-Americans, most especially, don't seek treatment for mental illness. And the other part of your question, I think, was, I didn't write it down, was why we don't receive, go to treatment. And what was the other part? I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. You and I was basically also.
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said, did I answer the second part of your question?
Yes, you did. And because you know we are, it's amazing to me as I sit here and listen to you. What do you think? Is this because we've been taught so much in our Christian churches, and we try to sugarcoat, you know, as I sit here and listen to you. I mean, if I got high blood pressure and I know it's that pork that's keep causing my, and I'm praying about it, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get no help. And so I'm looking over at Mandy, you know, I think we've been taught demonic activity, you know, we have mistaken with demonic activity. When it's mental, we are pray about it, something that's mental, thinking that it's demonic. And so I'm going to ask it this way. How can we discern, or how do we know when it's not spiritual and when it's just natural?
Right. That's a very, very, very good question. Because we're talking about natural and then we're talking about spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to talk about this because on the spiritual aspect, the mysteries of the spirit are only revealed to those who are filled with the spirit, by the spirit. So it's kind of difficult, but we'll do our best to dive into that. But we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about mental illness, which is natural, and we're talking about the demonic, which is spiritual. And so there's two things that, you know, at play here that we're discussing. So let's talk about first mental illness. So with mental illness, you know, there's some things like that cause mental illness. Well, first let's talk about the different types. You got anxiety disorders, you know, that comes with the stress, and that leads stress that is not dealt with leads to rage, leads to irritability, leads to anger. All of those things. Then you got personality disorders like bipolar and all of that. Then you got psychotic disorders like schizophrenia, which is what most people associate with the demonic. And then you have eating disorders and mood disorders and all those different disorders. And the causes are not exactly known, but there are different traits that go along with it, heredity, biology, you know, the way the brain works and operates. Neurotransmitters, not being able to get those signals to certain parts of the brain, psychological trauma. You know, you've been through things in your life that have caused you traumatic events that have happened in your life that have caused you to see things differently. And then environmental stress, like we talked about, you know, socioeconomic background and things like that. All of those things have a lot to do with our mental illness and mental capacity. And so we have to take all of that into consideration when we're looking at going on mentally. Now, let's talk about demons. So demons are fallen angels. They were cast out of heaven because they rebelled against God, of course, but with Satan. So you're talking about a totally different thing when you're talking about the natural body and how it operates and the lack thereof, and then we're talking about the spirit, which is demonic. The best way to explain the difference is the priority of a demon is to serve the devil in his attempt to lead the world away from God and into sin. So the priority of the devil is to keep you away from God. And so that's why whenever you see the demonic, the first thing you feel is fear. You know, you can walk in a room and you start feeling fearful of things in the room and don't even really know why. That's the first thing you feel when you enter into a room or the presence or the environment of the demonic is fear, because that's how he operates. And then there are scriptures that tell us, well, how do we get rid of this? You know, how do we as Christians stay away from the demonic? Because Christians are so concerned with being possessed by a demon, you know. And there are scriptures. Resist the devil and he will flee. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Put on the whole armor of God. All of those things help us to operate in the spirit, control the things of the spirit, just as psychologists, psychiatrists, medication, all those things help us in the natural realm with our mental illness. So there are certain things that help you to determine what's mental illness and what's demonic. Like I said, the first one would, of course, be in the spirit realm. Is this demon leading you away from God, you know, or is this a mental illness that has really nothing to do with the spirit? So let's talk about a couple of things, attraction versus aversion to religion. There is, you know, demons will not say the name Lord. They won't say God. They won't have anything to do with admonishing God. Whereas if you just have schizophrenia or anything like that, depression, you know, anxiety, any type of mental illness, it really has nothing to do with not being able to acknowledge God. So that's one of the first things. The other thing is irrational speech, you know, versus rational speech. We know from scripture that demons have very rational speech. They can sound just like they know what they're talking about. Whereas someone who's dealing with mental illness, a lot of times their sentences aren't even making sense. What they're saying is not making sense. The way that they feel and what comes out of their mouth is not even matching. It's just listening to that person. Another way is having ordinary knowledge versus supernatural knowledge. We know that the demons are spirit, so therefore there are certain times when they may have some supernatural knowledge that the normal, ordinary person would not have. So you have to listen to, you know, what a person is saying. Another is normal and personal activity versus the occultic or demonic activity. As we said before, demons, their whole goal is to get you away from God, and they, not just you, but anybody in the room, to steer you away from the things of God, whereas mental illness is more of a personal attack, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, I'm this way because of this, or, you know, narcissistic behavior even. All of those things have to do with that more of a personal effect than what's going on around them in the spirit.
Let's do this, Dr. Tamara. Let's do this. We got to do our segment. We are a couple of minutes over our time, and we're going to come back and finish and let you finish and unpack a lot of what she's sharing. We're letting her go on to share because there's a lot to share, and we want her to get it all out tonight. But we got to do our segment, and we'll come back and we'll talk some more about mental illness on tonight. It is Dr. Tamara Thoma. That's Mandy over there. I'm E-Man. We will be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Did you know, in spite of, God still loves you? You know, day after day, month after month, year after year, we have all done several things that disappoint God. But God is not like man or woman. I'm sure there's a family member, co-worker, or a friend that have not spoken to us because of something we did or something we said to them. But have you ever felt like God didn't love you because of what you have done? Or maybe you have done so much that you won't even talk to God anymore. because you feel embarrassed to even go to him. Romans 5 and 8 talks about how God loved us so much that he loved us while we were even sinners. Christ died for us. God sent Jesus Christ to die for us, not because we were good enough, but just because he loved us. So if you're feeling uncertain about how much God loves you, remember that he loved you even before you turned to him. So in spite of you, God will always love you. No matter what you do, you can never do enough to lose God's love for you. So if you're feeling down right now, if you're feeling out right now, if you're feeling depressed right now about something you have done where you think you have disappointed God to the point where he does not care enough about you, I just told you in the scripture of Romans 5 and 8, he loves us so much that he died for you and me. So hold your head up. Look to the heavens which cometh your help. Because in spite of it all, God still loves you. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Today's a new day, yeah. But there is no sunshine and nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, yeah. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain pour itself from heaven like a shower. Yeah, I smile, even though it hurts me, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile. Today's a new day, yeah. But there is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today.
Thank you.
Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Peace, beautiful people. This is Coretta Bell, and you are tuned in to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mic sounds like check one. My mic sounds like check one.
E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, we're back in the building. We want to thank all you guys that's standing by on the network, that's standing by on the phone lines. We see you guys there. Welcome to another episode of the E-Man After Show.
Yes,
we are talking to Dr. Tamara Thomas. She is unpacking. She's sharing a lot with us about mental illness and mental disorders and spiritual disorders. And man, she has a lot that she's sharing, and we're just letting her go at it. Why? Because we're trying to get some help to understand, you know, how we're battling in our mind.
Right.
And so we're so appreciative of her and all of you guys that are standing by on the network listening to the E-Man After Show tonight. Listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Dr. Tamara, are you back with us?
I am.
Well, we're excited to have you back with us. And so, guys, if you have any questions you want to ask Dr. Tamara, go ahead and hit option one. We see a few of you have hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Mandy?
Yes. Once again, thank you, Dr. Thomas, for being with us on tonight. Now, prior to the break, you were differentiating mental illness from spiritual influences. And there was a lot to unpack. That's a lot. And you explained it to us going into it, that the spiritual side of it, you have to be connected to the spirit to understand the mysteries. So we kind of want to move in another direction, because there's a lot of people out there, they don't realize that they're stressed or that they're depressed. So my question to you is, what are the telltale signs of being stressed and also battling with depression?
Good question.
Okay. That is a very good question. And first of all, let me say I apologize. I get caught up into these teachings and I get so passionate about it. So you have to stop
okay.
me.
Oh, no, you're doing great.
You're doing great.
Thank you. This is a very, very good question. First, I have to start it out by saying that we should not try to diagnose one another. We need to take each other, or try to encourage each other, to go to the right professionals to seek help, whether that's spiritual or natural. But some of the signs of depression, anxiety, and all of that is having confused thinking or problems concentrating and learning. You know, if you can't remember things, you can't, put a sentence together. All of those things are just little signs that something is going on. Extreme mood changes, you know, uncontrollable highs or feelings of euphoria, uncontrollable lows, prolonged or strong feelings of irritability or anger, you know. And anger does not have to mean just rage. Anger can be mild, anything from mild irritation to acting out in fits of rage. Starting to avoid your friends and family, you know, and be alone, not going to the same social activities, staying by yourself. Difficulty perceiving reality, all of those things are signs. And the last sign I just want to make sure I say is when you start having changes in your body, like uncontrollable reasons why you're tired, your muscles are aching, you just want to lay down, headaches, things like that can be signs also of depression and anxiety.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, we see you standing by on the phone line. We're talking to Dr. Tamara Thomas. She's helping us out tonight to understand when our body speaks, because our body is always speaking.
Yes.
And a lot of times we just have to sit back and pay attention and how it's talking to us.
That's right.
But go ahead, Mandy.
Okay. So, Dr. Tamara Thomas, we know that there's so much going on in the world today, and so many people are stressed by what they see, what they hear, how family members are affected, and how they are affected personally. Could you give us some tools that we can utilize to alleviate stress?
Absolutely. So I teach anger and stress management classes, and there are 8 tools that I usually deal with. And, you know, just some of them are, first of all, empathy development, having putting yourself in the place of another person. This helps to stop arguments and misunderstandings and disagreements between family members. If you can actually see that other person, they may not think like you, they may not have the same opinion as you, they may not have even seen the exact same occurrence the same way that you saw it. But if you can put yourself in their shoes, then you can have a little bit more understanding and cause less stress in your life. And I could go more and more into all these, but I just want to give you a couple. Learning how to respond instead of react. When something makes you angry or something triggers you, learning how to take a step back and think about the way that you want to respond that'll be beneficial to you and the other person is a good way to keep your stress levels down. Change your self-talk. This is the biggest one. You know, a lot of times we are products of our environment, our influences of our character. We're products of the way we see and perceive events that have happened in our life. And so we give ourselves these stories. You know, you can hear somebody say something that reminds you of something that happened to you 10 years ago, and you develop a story. I don't like him or her. I don't trust him or her because there's just something about them that I see, you know, because it brought back that memory. And you may not even realize you're doing it, but it brought back that memory. So we've got to change our self-talk to one of optimistic behavior instead of pessimism. Assertive communication, learning how to speak to people and let them know what it is you need or what it is you're feeling or what it is you want without offending the other person, but also being able to not be fearful to say what it is that you need to say. And then adjust your expectations of people. You know, a lot of times we think, I don't agree with that person. I don't like that person because they don't think like we think. They don't respond like we respond. We think they should say what we want them to say, how we want them to say it. And that person wasn't raised in the same environment. They don't have the same experiences as you. They are a product of who they are because of their own experiences and environment and expectations. And so we have to adjust those expectations and stop trying to make people be who we want them to be and love them for who they are. And that's then I guess the last one I'll say is learning how to retreat and think things over. You know, if you get into a stressful situation, learn how to step away. You know, and if it's with a person, say, for instance, you're having an argument with a spouse or a coworker or, you know, somebody in your family or a friend, learn how to say, you know, I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with what you're saying. So let me step away. Let me think about it. And then I'll come back in an hour and we can talk about it. Or I'll come back this evening and we can talk about it. And it's very important that you let that person know when you'll come back. And you actually do come back, because if you don't, then it causes more of a strain because they think you're just brushing them off. So you just learn how to retreat, think things over, and then come back and respond instead of reacting in a way that you will probably regret. So that's just some of the tools that I teach.
Great tools. Great tools. Thank you. Dr. Thomas, we talked about the world, and we talked about the impact that people on people, negative impact. A lot of people have been impacted in regards to their finances. What would you say to that person who desires to go to therapy, counseling, but they cannot afford to, but they feel like they definitely need it? Are there any resources out there for them?
There are resources out there for everything. Now, you do have to research and find the resources in your particular area. But there are resources out there. There are nonprofits who offer, you know, the resources in your area that will be helpful and beneficial to you. There is a place called NAMI, N-A-M-I. NAMI is an organization, and I think it's, let me see, NAMI is National, oh, gosh, let me think about what NAMI means for. It's a National Alliance on Mental Health. That's what it is.
Okay.
National Alliance on Mental Health. And you can contact them, and they have, you know, they have helplines. They have counselors. You can also, of course, call the National Suicide Prevention Line and get help. You can call 911, you know, and get that help as well. They will lead you to a hospital or, you know, different places. Because I know the people on this line are not just in the Dallas area, but you guys are all over. I heard a caller earlier on the Mandy Show coming from another state. But there, you can Google it. Google,
right,
I need
right.
help. Google, you know, and you'll find those areas that you need help. And if that doesn't work, go to your local church and ask the church for help, you know, whether that's spiritual counseling or normally most churches will have a list of resources where you can call and get even help over the line with a psychologist or psychiatrist.
Yes. So good. So good.
Yes.
Yes. And we're so appreciative tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's standing by on the phone lines. We are talking to Dr. Tamara Thomas, and man, she's sharing with us and pouring out of her heart and enlightening us. And we just letting her go. Why? Because, you know, a lot of times people are just, you know, they just don't know.
That's right.
And we want to make sure we let you guys be aware of what's out there and what's going on and how you can handle these traumas and triggers that you have in your body when you're dealing with stress and that type of stuff. Well, we have some people standing by on the phone line. You want to take some calls, Dr. Tamara? Because, you know, I promised her we'll be an hour.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on that hour. But let's take a few phone calls tonight and let's see what some of the listeners. Last four numbers, 7004. You're on the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. You're talking with Dr. Tamara. Mandy, E-Man, hello. Who is this?
This is Minister Wade, Boonville, Mississippi. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You have a question for Dr. Tamara?
I do. I do.
Well, right
it's
ahead,
almost
sir.
A question, almost question comment. One of the things I found out is that rejecting God as a perfect instructions, God gives us perfect instructions and wisdom, is one of the reasons why society is in a constant turmoil filled with anxieties. And I heard him speaking on anxieties earlier. And so, and again, me being a minister, and I try to reach out to people, you know, through scripture and with kindness to try to get them to, I guess, win confidence, I guess you could call it, because, you know, I don't have the titles and the accolades that you have. So I have to be very delicate as to how I approach them. Could you help me with that?
Okay, I think I'm trying to understand your question is when you're talking to people, how can you be most helpful as a minister? Is that the question?
Mostly, basically, yes, ma'am.
As a minister, the first thing that I do is I want to find out where the person is spiritually. If we're talking about the demonic, of course, the first thing that I do, and you may, you know, this is just me because of my background and my history in dealing with the demonic and casting out demons. I want to look into a person's eyes. I want to see, you know, what's going on in the spirit. And I also want to hear what it is they're saying. And I want to know, do they claim the name of Christ? That's the first thing.
Okay.
Of course, in the spirit will allow you to feel, you know, if there's anything going on demonic anyway. The way to that I encourage people who don't have, let's say, demonic, just take that totally out, and we're just encouraging the average believer in the things of God. The first thing I ask them is, do you believe the scripture and do you live the scripture? Because a lot of times in this day and time, we have Christians who claim the name of Christ,
but they don't live out the scripture, or they choose certain scriptures they want to live out and not all of the scripture. So the first thing I want to do is find out, do they believe in scripture and commit them to the entirety of the scripture? After that, it's very simple. Any word that I give them from scripture, if they are a believer, then they're going to believe the word. It's out of my hands. It's all the work of God. So I give you the scripture, explain it if I need to, but it's up to you to live out the word of God. So Christianity for a true believer is very, very simple. Just live the word. Just trust God and live the word. Yeah. So I hope that answered your question.
It did. This is just a comment to everyone that sin is a roadblock to God. Satan will do anything that is within his power to rob the believer, you know, and to believe in that. There's no way that God could possibly care about it. I heard what you were commenting on earlier, and that just stuck in my spirit to share that, you know, because Satan don't want us to have what God intends for us.
Yes, absolutely. And the main thing that I would say to Christians today is believers believe. A lot of times we have Christianity, claiming Christianity, but people don't really believe. They don't believe the word of God. And it's simple. I once counseled a couple, and I actually stopped counseling them. Both of them were in the ministry, and I stopped counseling them because their problem wasn't each other. Their problem was they didn't believe the word of God. When you believe the word of God, you act accordingly. Neither one of them believed the word, so they were doing their own things. When you operate in the flesh and you walk in the flesh, you'll get the results of the flesh. And so that's the main thing in counseling that we as ministers need to talk to people about is, are you really a believer? And if you are, then you got a whole manual that tells you how to respond to things. Right. So praise God.
Thank you.
Well, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Minister Wade, for calling in from Boonfield, Mississippi.
Yes.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Yes, this guy, he's a follower of the Man to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show. Thank you, sir, and keep listening. Good night.
Good night.
We want to thank that caller.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen
on the network. Yes, this is good. Why? Because she's qualified in the spiritual realm and the natural realm.
That's right.
It's one more caller because I know it's over an hour. But let me take one more call. I'll be remiss not to bring this caller in. Let me bring this caller in just for the sake of. And if you have any questions for Dr. Tamara Thomas, go ahead and hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Last four numbers, 50. I know who number this is. That's why I'm bringing them in. 5390, you're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this? Even though I know who it is. Who is this?
Hello. It's your girl, Kia D. Hold it down for We Talk Radio Network. This has been an exceptional show. When I tell you 2022 ain't playing no games with nobody, and this show right here is absolutely outstanding. I've talked to so many people recently who are just dealing with so many different issues, mental issues, financial issues, spiritual issues, and y'all have wrapped it up, especially with the comment that young man said and how we battle with the devil. I was just saying that, and we have got to figure out a way. And that, young Dr. Thomas, I truly appreciate you for saying the Bible is the manual. That's the script. That's the script that we need right there in order to move ourselves to the next level every single time we feel depressed, anxious, or down in the dump. So I'm just blessed to sit back and listen. And I was riding in the car enjoying. I wanted to catch this show. And y'all are doing a fabulous job. Shout out to E-Man and Mandy for always holding it down. Never disappointing.
Yes, we want to thank you. Shout out to you.
Yes.
Dr. Tamara, this is the owner and founder of We Talk Radio Network. She allowed me and Mandy to sit here every Sunday night. That's my boss. But she supports us, and we are so appreciative of her.
Yes.
And I know she's around somewhere listening, Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we want to thank you, ma'am, for your call. We want to thank you for all that you're doing in the community. And we have to make that acquaintance.
Yes.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like her
well,
fire.
Listen, I ain't going to tell you what the D stands for,
you.
But she's doing the doggone thing.
Yes, she is. She's definitely doing it.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ms. Davis, for calling
in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Absolutely,
we appreciate you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Excellent show. Thank you, Doctor, for doing what you do. Continue to support and continue to do what you do and encourage one by one. And each one going to reach one and teach one, and we're going to keep making it happen. I just appreciate you being here tonight. Thank you, E-Man and Mandy. I appreciate it. And everybody in the We Talk Radio land, I love you.
We love you.
Love you, too.
We love you.
Thank
good
you.
Yeah. She's a fireball.
Yes, she is.
Yes, I've been knowing her a long time. Go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say I thank God for what she's doing because we need platforms such as this to be able to get the message out, the gospel out,
yes.
And to be able to get not just the gospel but information out to our communities. And so this is very, very important. So I thank God for her and the work that she's doing, and I pray that God continue to bless her in this way.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
yes.
She's been around for 12 years, and, boy, I have seen her. I mean, this network is all around the globe. I think we're about on 50, 60 platforms around here.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this show is being heard. It's somewhere, it's daytime, it's evening time somewhere, it's nighttime, but we're being heard. So we want to thank Ms. Kia Davis and all the people over here at We and all that they do.
Yeah.
Dr. Tamara, we're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to let you go because I know, once again, this is a late show.
It is.
And
definitely have to have you back.
We definitely have to have you back because there's a lot to unpack within an hour. We're just not getting into it.
That's right.
But the time done kind of flew around the clock, and, you know, a lot of y'all don't know that today is National Chocolate Chip Day. And my chocolate chip sitting over here. She's ready to go get something to eat.
I am.
And she's looking at me like, wrap the show up, E-Man.
I am not. No. I'm enjoying the show, but as you stated, E-Man, it is a lot to unpack. Dr. Thomas, she has provided us with a wealth of information tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that earlier she went in depth in some questions that were asked. So, you know, we definitely want to have her back on.
Oh, yeah, we got
so
to
that we
back.
Can
yes.
dig back into it.
Yeah. But Dr. Tamara, we're going to take at least one more phone call, and then we're going to wrap it up for tonight. Last four numbers, 3900. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hey, this is Dwayne Williams from Sunny Mesquite.
Anyway, hey, Dwayne.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
Right. I want to shout out to Mandy and E-Man.
Shout out to you.
And I also want to say, Dr. Thomas, this has been very enlightening. This is a great show. Great content. I'm going to keep it short, but I just want to ask one question. You kind of answered the question, but for those who don't have health insurance and all kind of insurances out there, how can people in the African-American community, not only in African, all communities, how can they get the help that's needed when you don't have insurance or medical health? Who do you reach out to? Where do you go?
The first place that I would refer you to is to go to contact the nonprofits in your area. Nonprofits usually have a list of resources for that particular city or area. Most nonprofits do, and most especially if it's a nonprofit that has a social services agency. So any of your social services agencies in your city will also have the resource list. Again, NAMI, N-A-M-I, NAMI, if you Google NAMI, NAMI should have a list of the services and support systems in your community as well. And then, like I said, the churches, local churches, because what you're looking for is a nonprofit that actually offers those services. And nonprofits know nonprofits, so they should know one another in your particular city. For instance, our city of Plano, we have certain nonprofits that we know that we can send people to, and then our particular nonprofit. Our family nonprofit, we're beginning a counseling service our own selves in the next couple of months. So I heard you say you were in Mesquite. So I'm sure if you contact some of the nonprofits in Mesquite, they can lead you to where you need to go and where you need to be. And if all else fails, you can go over in Mesquite. You can go to your county hospital, Parkland, and they can hook you up with where to go and how you can get the services that you need. All in any state, whatever county hospital is there, they can help you with those services as well.
Great, great. Once I land on a platform, do they have ratings about certain groups, like even yourself?
So the best way to find out about a organization is to do a Google review search on them, because a lot of times you can, and if you dig, don't just go with the first one or two things. Now, sometimes right. You can't find a Google search on them, but if you can, a lot of times don't just read the first one or two, because some organizations will have their people to give a Google review. So, you know, it's not actually factual. It's, you know, they're asking people to give them a Google review. But, you know, really read down in the comments. No matter what I'm doing, when I get ready to purchase something or go somewhere or do something, I get into the Google review, because you're going to find the good things and the bad things. Even if I'm going for a hotel, I want to see the Google review, because I want to know who had the bad experience and what was it and who had the good. And that's what I base my opinions on. The other thing is the Better Business Bureau will have a lot of times, you know, a review on their site where you can find that as well. And then if nothing else, you can call that organization and ask them to give you a list of people who can vouch for their services, you know. And they usually will keep, you know, a list of people that, you know, they can refer you to that can say, okay, I dealt with them and this happened or that happened or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's what you want to do.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Y'all definitely have to bring her back on.
Right.
Yeah, well, we'll get her back,
thank
and
you.
we want to thank you for your call tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Duane.
Some days I feel like I'm going out my mind.
Okay. some days you feel like you're going out of your mind?
Definitely.
That's Huh?
That's a, if I can say that's something that, you know, we all kind of go through at one time or another. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're a believer, but if you're a believer, my thing is,
definitely.
Oh, great. My thing is for believers is get in the Word of God and stay in there. Make it, take the Word of God like you take your medicine. Because as a believer, your very life comes from the Word of God. That's your food. That's your nutrition. That's your everything as a believer. And once you step out of that and start letting the world affect you, you get
mm-hmm.
into a dangerous place. So as a believer, we have to take our medicine, the Word of God. We have to, our nutrition is the Word of God. Our instruction manual is the Word of God. Everything is the Word. And then our encouragement comes from being in the presence of God, talking to Him all day long, you know, laying out in His presence when you get an opportunity, being honest with Him. God, I'm hurting. I'm not feeling, you know, I'm not feeling my best right now. I need some strength. The Word of God is going to give you that life. It's your very source. And then I would say also seek the help that you're doing tonight so that you can find out if there's anything going on with you on a natural level, any, you know, hormones that are off or, you know, any, you know, sometimes it's just like serotonin or cortisol levels that are low that causes depression. Maybe you need vitamin B5, you know. Sometimes it's your vitamins and minerals that are lacking or deficient, and you need those things because they cause, you know, anxiety or depression. So I would do both. Go to your doctor can do that, you know. So I would go to your doctor first and tell your doctor how you're feeling, as well as take on the Word of God like it's medicine. You know, you get up every day, you have to have your medicine. You got to have your Word. You know, and in times when you're really feeling bad, you got to have it all day long. In times when I'm really dealing with a lot and have anxiety, I shut everything down, and all day long I'm just in the Word, in the Word, in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've done it, you know, when I had a loss in my family and lost my sister, and I cried all day long, but I was in the Word all day long, because I knew if I didn't have that Word, I was going down, 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 and that becomes a place that it's hard to get out of. So you have to, you know, you have to take on that Word and believe it. Believe the promises of God. Believe he will never leave you nor forsake you. Believe that he will bring you through. Believe that he's always with you. Believe that you're not alone. Believe that no matter how bad it gets, God has brought you through so much that he's not going to leave you after. You don't know how he's going to bring you out, but he's going to bring you out. It's everything we go through is a season.
Right.
Man of God, be encouraged.
Amen.
Well, all right, Mr. DeWayne, we want to thank you for your call, sir. Stay with us. Yes, sir. Well, Dr. Tamara, you answered my last question. And my last question, you know, I always would ask, and I'll ask you anyway, even though you answered it, maybe someone, it'll help someone on the phone line on the network tonight. You know, you the doctor, but who do the doctor go to when they need some help? I heard you say you go to God. You stay in the Word. So that's what it answered really my question. But really, who do you go to when you really, really just down and out?
Yes. Well, first of all, I thank God that I happen to be blessed with a husband who is also a man of God, who is very much an encourager and a believer in the Word. And I thank God that he is in my life because he is my encourager. The first person, of course, is God, because, you know, even though he's my husband and he's powerful prayer warrior and all those things, there are some things nobody can help you with but God. Nobody.
Right.
You hear what they're saying, and they're saying the truth, but there's something deficient in the spirit man. And the only thing that can, you know, bring about a healthy spirit is the Word of God and communion with the Father. And so there's sometimes when nobody, it doesn't matter who it is and what degree they have, and it doesn't matter what accolades they carry, there are some things only God can help you with. So, yes, the person I go to is the person of God, also my husband, and then I have, you know, spiritual parents that I can always call and, you know, and share with, and I have a spiritual daughter, too, that is very, 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 very much in tune with the things of God, and all of these people encourage me. Now, I know a lot of people, but there aren't a lot of people in my circle that can encourage me and bring me out of something. So you have to be careful about that, because a lot of times people start telling you what they would do and how they would do. That's not what you want to hear, you know, because that's what they would do, not what you need to do. So, God is my source and God's people.
Right.
Yes.
So with this show and with the discussions that have went forth tonight, it's very appropriate, Dr. Thomas, for us to ask you about winning choices.
Winning choices is my baby.
Okay.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
So Winning Choices is my company. Winning Choices is anger and stress management. I named it Winning Choices because life is about choices, our good choices and our bad choices. We shouldn't be afraid, ashamed of the bad choices we've made. We have to own up to them, and then we're able to look at them and make better decisions. So that's why I started Winning Choices, Anger and Stress Management. We do have new classes, virtual classes that are coming out starting in, tentatively scheduled to come out in June. And then we'll have online classes. We're going to start an online school, and that will be coming out by the end of the summer. You can find us on Facebook at Winning Choices Stress and Anger Management. We have a Facebook group there that you can join. Also, if you would like to be a part of any of our classes, our office number is 469-440-9791. And once again, these classes are not psychotherapy. These classes are me helping you to figure out what the triggers are that cause you to be stressful. And when stress that is not dealt with turns into a form of anger. And if you can figure out those things that cause you to be triggered in that way, then you can choose a better response and therefore have control over your stress and anger.
Yes. Well, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, we are talking to Dr. Tamara Thomas on tonight. She have helped us. She have shared with us. And, man, we got to have her back.
We do.
We got to bring her around the domino table. You play dominoes, don't you, Dr. Thomas? Did you
play dominoes? Dots on them. I put the dots on them.
Oh, you wrote the dots. Okay. I got me a domino player. You wrote the dots on the dominoes, huh? Okay.
Yes, I love games. I love
well,
to have fun and love games.
Yes, because, you know, that's what the three things that I want to take away is, as I sit here and listen to you, you know, the first one is love, and then laugh out loud, you know, love, laugh out loud, and family, and you covered all three of those tonight. And that's kind of what I took away in listening to this whole conversation, you know, the love of God and loving others, and not, you know, letting anyone interrupt your peace. Stay in love, you know, communicate with your family, and then just laugh out loud, because I know laughter is a medicine, right, Dr. Tamara?
Absolutely. And it's not just a saying either. It actually happens in the spirit and in the natural when you know, and I don't want to go into that because I know you're closing the show, but laughter literally does something for you in the natural.
Okay. Well, yeah, talk about that for somebody just hit option one, but we're not going to take the call. Talk about that for 2 minutes. Three people just hit option one, man.
Okay. I see.
It happens all the time, every time we get ready to wrap the show up, Dr. Tamara. But because, you know, we did comedy night on the first Sunday of, two shows ago.
We did.
We just did some comedy skits, and my whole reason for doing that because, you know, I think is, you know, when you have lost your laugh, you know, you really, you know, need to speak to someone.
Right.
Because, and not literally talking about laughing, but we are talking about laughing. But when you done lost your laugh and just, you know, you got some people, they won't go party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got some people, they won't go out to dinner. You know, they just have lost their laugh in life.
Right.
Life have backed them all the way up to they not doing nothing but finding themselves in a routine.
Mm-hmm.
They get up every morning, go to work, come home, get up, go to church, go to work, come back home.
Right.
I throw church in there because it's a routine.
No outlet.
No outlet. And so, Dr. Tamara, to me, they have lost their laugh. And we wanted to come on because we're dealing with mental health all month long, trying to give people back that. You know, because we all experienced the pandemic. The pandemic didn't discriminate against nobody. And if you didn't come out of the pandemic change, I don't know what else God got to do to get nobody's attention.
Right.
You know, but he have given us some tools where we can laugh out loud. And so what I'm taking away from the show from E-Man, you know, I feel a little good because I told men, because I had to discuss everything with men. I said, man, why don't we laugh out loud on the first show? And men that looked at me and said, she just started laughing out loud. And so, you know, we did that, and I was amazed of the people that I talked to was like, you know, I was really about to – this is real talk. This is not nothing made up.
Mm-hmm.
I had one person, Dr. Tamara, share with me. They was literally talking about blowing their brains out that night, but they have to listen to the E-Man after show. And I was telling men, no, it's really serious because people are committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It's at an all high level. Why? Because people in life have lost their laugh and life have, you know, bagged them up against the wall. And so tonight, Dr. Tamara, we want to thank you for your time. We got to bring you back. And we want you to come back and sit around the domino table with us because this is where we men come together and we sit around and I put a big six question out there, Dr. Tamara, and then we discuss it. And we're going to have to, you know, Manda would love to have you to sit around the domino table. Would you, Manda?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah. And we're going to bring you back.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. It's off the chain. We get into all kind of discussions. And so we'd love to have you back. But just so you go, I heard you give out a lot of your address and a lot of your information. But if you want to give any shout-outs out to whoever may be listening or you had listening or any shout-outs or all your information where you can be reached, take a two or 3 minutes and do all of that, then we'll end the show.
Wonderful. Thank you all so very much, Mandy and E-Man, for allowing me to come on and share the little bit of knowledge that I have in this topic. It's been such a wonderful blessing, and to all the listeners and to the callers that spoke on tonight. I really enjoyed myself tonight. I do want to say I sent it out to my Facebook community with Winning Choices as well as our ministry page. So if any of you are on the line, International Faith Covenant Fellowship or Winning Choices, I love you guys so much. and appreciate you being on. And just shout out to my husband, Prophet Fred Thomas, and the support that he gives me and the encouragement that he gives me. Just shout out to him and just to all the believers in the faith. I just want to encourage you to take your time with God like you take your medicine.
Yes. Well, yes, ma'am. Well, we appreciate you. We want to shout out to you and shout out to your husband and me and Mandy. On the behalf of the E-Man After Show and Mandy, thank you for coming on.
Yes, thank you. And Dr. Thomas, if you can give us your winning choices information one more time, your social media address, website.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. For winning choices, I'm on Facebook. It's Winning Choices Stress and Anger Management. That's the page. And then the number to the office is 469-440-9791.
Yes. Well, all right.
All right.
Well, that wraps up our show for tonight. You guys, listen, we want to appreciate all you guys that stayed up with us tonight and hanging out on the network. Come back next Sunday night. We have another doctor coming on next Sunday night.
Right.
We'll be talking with her, and she's going to help us with some more tips.
Okay.
She's going to help us dealing with this stress and all the stuff that we're dealing with. Because, Dr. Tamara, we're dealing with mental health all month long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we got a young lady wrote a book, and we're going to bring her on. We're going to talk about her book dealing with mental illness. And so, guys, on the network, you have been listening to the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate you. We got to go because a lot of us, it's way past our bedtime. And we want to thank you guys. Well, Dr. Tamara, we will be catching up with you. We'll be seeing you soon. We love you. And ain't nothing you can really do about
it. That's right.
Much love to you.
Mm-hmm. Love you, though.
Yes, ma'am. Well, good night and have a blessed night. And we'll be talking to you soon. Yes, ma'am.
Good night.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Tamara Thomas. You know, she have shared with us on the night. We're so glad to have her to take out of her busy schedule and spend time with us.
Yes.
We want to appreciate all of you guys. That's the time ticker telling me I got 90 seconds. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's on the phone line and on the network. Well, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
It's been another great episode of the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. You guys join us next Sunday night. We'll be back live
right
here on We Talk Radio Network. And so we got to get out of here. So, mm-hmm. guys, you be blessed. Listen, if no one told you they love you today, let us be the first one to tell you. We love you.
Yes, we do.
And I changed up on you.
He changed up on me.
Now, let's stay big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need.